翻开《撒母耳记上》第九章。
Let's open to book of 1 Samuel chapter 9.
我们从第一节来读。
Let's read the first verse.
我们看看扫罗刚刚开始被拣选的那一个前面的那一个情况。
Let's look at what was like before Saul was anointed.
我们来读第一节跟第二节。
Let's read verse 1, second verse.
我们一起来读
first verse, second verse.
二但亲，有一个便雅悯人，名叫基士，是便雅悯人亚比亚的玄孙，比哥拉的曾孙，喜罗的孙子，亚别的儿子，是大能的勇士。他有一个儿子名叫扫罗，又健壮又俊美，在以色列中没有一个能比他的，身体比众民高过一个头。好，这个是开始撒母耳在形容扫罗的时候。
This is when Samuel began to describe Saul.
便雅悯支派的。
It was a Benjamite.
那么在这里后面有几个这个或作大财主。
They talk about he was taller than any of the others.
表示呢他是一个有这个家产的。
Mean that someone has an inheritance also.
但是那个时代是一个四世纪的时代。
But it was a era of judges.
是经常这个部落跟部落之间。
So it's from tribe to tribe.
神作为他们的联系。
And God connected together.
当我们看到这个四世纪起来兴起的时候。
So when we saw the judges were raised up in the era of judges.
为什么要圣灵在那个地方来感动每一个士师？
So why they needed the Holy Spirit to move them, or move each one of the judges?
因为当时没有所谓的王在他们的当中。
Because there was no king among them.
当然两个解释里面第一个是他们不把神当王。
There are two explanations. One is that they did not treat God as their king.
第二个就没有像有外面有一个王一个有军队一样。
So second is that they did not have an army with a leader.
他们是各支派各自为政。
So all the tribes that did as they saw fit or govern themselves.
直到在扫罗这个时候被安立王的时候。
Until the time Saul was anointed as king.
我们在看整个他被卷在要呼召要出来打仗的时候。
We can see his calling to fight.
其中有一声圣经章节特别把犹大出了三万人。
So one of the verses said that out of Judah 30,000 men.
总共十二个支派凑起来三十万人。
So out of 12 tribes, total 300,000 men were called.
犹大就出了十分之一。
And Judah was able to offer up 1/10.
那么当时的犹大的支派当然已经什么比较壮大。
So at that time, Judah's tribe was stronger.
甚至已经超过了以法莲。
It's bigger than Ephraim.
因为整个在整个神的拣选里头。
So in God's choosing.
以及虔诚的人的身上。
And those who are godly.
我们从看看。这样子的一个四世纪的开始，直到南北两国的分开。
So we saw from the book of Judges that the division of north and south.
其实一开始从四世纪，我们就可以寻出那一些味道。
So from the book of Judges, you actually got a taste of it already.
当他们各自为政的时候。
So when all the people did as they saw fit.
谁也不听谁的。
No one would listen to anybody else.
那么因为怎么样，没有把耶和华当作他们的王。
Because they didn't treat Jehovah as their king.
但是当圣灵要做事情的时候
But when the Holy Spirit was to act or move
并不是因为他们有圣灵的充满圣灵的同在事事登高一呼大家就来跟随
So it's not like they have the anointing of the Holy Spirit of feeling the Holy Spirit so that people can follow
我们看到四世纪里面不是这样的情形
It wasn't so in the book of in the era of Judges
纵然如此圣灵一登高一呼的时候
Yet when the Holy Spirit is exalted,
神给我们看到一个很重要的观点。
God let us see something that's very important.
跟或是不跟，那是你的事情。
To whether you follow or not, it's your problem.
神要做事情，那是神的事情。
When God wants to act or move, that's His sovereignty.
也不会因为你不跟神的事情就不做了。
Just because you didn't follow, that means didn't mean that God will not move.
因此呢，当我们在看。这一个工作的时候
So when we see this work
神的灵拣选
In spirit God chose
因为神的灵拣选所以使整个部落里面呢 他才有开始一个凝聚力。
That's why all of these churches, there was a Benjamin.
因此，沙漠在当时呢，也是当着这个士师的这个职分。
So at that time, Samuel acted like a judge.
最后，他把他的职分呢，给他的两个孩子。
So he passed on his ministry to his two sons.
当然，很可惜，他的两个孩子并没有学到这一个正确的一个侍奉观念。
Unfortunately, his sons did not learn the true way or the right way of ministering.
道学以利两个孩子有一点类似。
They were a little bit similar to Eli's two sons.
当然，圣经没有讲到有像以利两个孩子那么恶劣。
Although did not show them as wicked as two sons of Eli.
但是也许让许多的长老这一些的人不满。
But unfortunately, made a lot of elders very unhappy.
那么我们来看到在第二节里面他有一个儿子名叫扫罗。
So we see here in verse 2, he had a son named Saul.
形容了扫罗拥有了这一个所有外在领袖的条件。
So that it mentioned that Saul had the exterior appearance of all the qualification of a leader.
这一个长得健壮又俊美。
So here it implied that he was strong and handsome.
俊美。俊美是这个当然这个很重要领袖的这一个好像啊像这个很好的象征啊
So it's a good characteristic for a leader to have to be handsome
就看到说这一个很多现在的总统都要选的蛮帅气的啊
So all the presidents are being chosen today they must have a good exterior appearance
这个是外在领袖的象征
This is the external appearance of a leader
还有健壮
Had to be strong.
当时这个国王是必须要带兵打仗。
Because the king had to lead the nation to war.
如果你是太不健壮的人呢，你没有办法带兵打仗。
If you were not strong, you were not able to lead.
啊，看着就是你能不能往着我们的面前冲出去，我就开始跟着一起冲。
So they want to see if he able to lead and charge, so that people can follow.
所以很多的时候，我们看到当时的这个军队的时候，大卫也是一样，他们都是带兵打仗。
So David was the same. He had to lead the troops to war.
身体比别人高一个头，所以体格非常高大。
So he was a very tall man. Had taller than the rest of them.
高一个头，如果以色列人的平均再高一个头，那大概也快两百了吧？啊。
So if they were had taller than the average Israelites, at least about 6 feet,
高
six plus feet.
半个头都已经快十公分了。
So just a half head is about.
高于人家一个头，就是二十公分以上。
So taller than one head, it's about probably 5-6 inches taller.
我们就看到他这个年轻俊美，身体高大。
We saw that he was a young man who was impressive.
他开始怎么样去遇见撒母耳
？So he met Samuel.
神创造了一个环境的契机。
God gave him an environment.
他的父亲丢了几头驴。
His father lost donkeys.
那么就叫他带着仆人一起去寻找驴。
And told him to take his servants to seek.
扫罗就到了以法莲的山地。
So he went to the hill country Ephraim.
在那个地方找也找不到驴。
But he did not find them.
那么他的心里想着，如果我们不回去，我们找不到驴倒没有关系，父亲倒是为我们担心了。
So his heart thought about if, even though they did not find the donkey, but his father may be worrying about them.
回去之前呢，刚才的仆人跟他讲说，哎，这里刚好有个先见。
But as they were about to leave, his servant told him that there is a seer.
啊，父亲叫你出来这一个找驴没找到，哎，也总回去不好交差。
So when you come out to see the donkey, but you did not find them.
父亲有个先见，我们去问问他吧。
Maybe we can get the seer to help us to seek find the donkey.
扫罗觉得这事很好。
So Saul felt it was good.
就跑去问这一个撒母耳。
So he went to talk to Samuel.
那么当他那个地方他找他，因为从来不知道撒母耳是谁，他就听过。
He only heard of Samuel, but didn't know who he was.
那么当他问到的时候，去问的，哎，请问先见在这里吗
？So he asked, "Is a seer here?"
撒母耳跟他讲，我就是啦。
Samuel said, "I'm the seer."
怎么那么巧问到他
？So happened it was the person.
那么就看到你跟我坐席。
So you hear feast with me.
当然，这时候神已经感动了撒母。
Of course, here God already moved Samuel.
告诉他说，明天的今天就会有一个人来。
He told him tomorrow you will see a man.
你要高抹他成为这个以色列的第一任的王。
So you're going to anoint him as the first king of Israel.
那么沙漠就告诉他说啊，我就是先见，在你面前啊，你在我面前上秋坛去。
So Samuel said to him, I'm the seer.
因为你们今日必与我同席。
Today you will feast with me.
明日早晨我送你去。
Tomorrow,
将你心里的事都告诉你。
Tomorrow morning I'll send you away, but I'll tell you all the matters in your heart.
先见果然是先见。
Of course he's a seer, truly he could see.
那么请问先见怎么样得到什么？上神的信息先在他的里头。
So seers received the message from God first.
已经知道今天有人要来问他问题了。
He knew someone was going to come and ask him questions.
神也已经把这个问题都告诉他了。
And God already told him what the problem was going to be.
那么我们看到他必须要有沙漠的辅导。
So, but we saw that he needed Samuel's teaching.
到二十节的时候，就至于你三天前所丢的那几头驴，你心里不要挂念。
Yes, verse 20 says, as for the donkeys you lost 3 days ago, do not worry about them.
他讲的不含糊啊。
So he was not ambiguous.
像现在有些先知讲的话很含糊。
So some of the prophets today are very ambiguous.
啊，再放一下这个，我常常听看看那个这个节目的时候，或是。有一些人在写一本书的时候，他在预言的话语里面都是模棱两可。
So when I was at home reading or maybe looking at the programs, all these so-called seers, their messages are very generalized or ambiguous.
有一次，我们教会一个姐妹去被按手的时候
，one time one of our sisters who received laying of hands
被按手讲些什么话
，and he said things to her.
我说哦，这么巧。
And I said, oh, what a coincidence.
这个是三年前他在台湾讲过的同样一句话。
This is the same thing that this prophet said 3 years ago in Taiwan.
你被困在一个箱子里头。
You are bound in a box.
啊，在那个地方挣扎出不来。
And you're struggling, you cannot get out.
这个叫做模棱两可的话。
This is what we mean by ambiguous.
三我怎么讲？三天前。
But Samuel said 3 days ago.
我告诉你少了听吓死了，他我都没有告诉你我干嘛的，你就马上说三天前我家丢了驴啊。
So Saul probably would have been so surprised when he knew 3 days ago he came out to see.
先见讲话讲未来前面的事情的时候，不是模棱两可。
So when the seer talk about the things of future is not ambiguous.
如果今天你有困难来到神的面前，我跟你祷告的时候。
So if you have problem come to God today and I pray for you.
你有困难。
You already have problems.
我按手在你身上讲的是模棱两可的话。
If I lay my hands and say ambiguous things to you,
那么我随便讲一句话，大概都可以动到你的心。
Whatever I say probably can touch your heart.
啊，我告诉你，你在一个盒子里面，在那个地方出不来。
I tell you, you are in a box, you cannot get out.
谁不是在困难当中出不来呢
？Is there somebody who is in the trouble and cannot get out?
这不就是一个模棱两可的话吗
？And this is a very general, ambiguous.
如果他能告诉你说你现在正在烦恼的那个房子卖不出去的问题，我今天告诉你，你两天后能卖出去，那就不一样咯。
But if I tell you that the house you cannot sell, but in 2 days you'll be able to sell it, that's different.
从来没有告诉我，突然之间神感动我告诉你的话语。
So I tell you what God has moved me to tell you.
这个就不一样的先见的话语。
That's a different prophecy. That's different.
那要讲那个叫一锅烩的哈。
But it won't talk about all generalized.
最近我这个在看一个叫做这个叫佛跳墙。
Something they talk about.
这个怎么煮？就这个菜名啊。
Oh, it's a dish. Okay, he's talking about a Chinese dish that how to cook it.
我告诉你，里面呢都是荤的。
It's all vegetarian.
啊，什么蹄筋啊，人这个海参呐、啊。
So all the sea urchin and other things
全部都煮过
all been cooked
然后再放到那个盅里面去炖
So they put it in there to stew
因为以前也人家请我吃过
Because people had cooked for me had invited me to eat this dish
真的还蛮不错吃的
Yeah, it's pretty good
但是里面很荤就是荤得很厉害
But it's a lot of ingredients in there really
通通是高档货
It's really illegal things.
难怪我会跳墙。
No wonder I feel jump out of it.
他不知道是跳进去还是跳出来的事。
They know the jumping to jump out of it.
那我小时候吃过一种菜。
I ate a dish when I was young.
叫做菜尾。
It's called
听过没有
？Consomme.
没有听过啊？宴会的时候啊。
It's at the
我们将近我们挪亚已经吃过。
We eaten at brother's house.
菜尾
啊。Consomme.
小时候的宴会完以后哈、啊、
After the feast
这个就是把那个剩吃剩下的菜
And all the leftovers
丢掉很可惜啊
It was a waste to throw away
全部都混在一起
So they mix it all together
大锅煮一煮
And they cook in a big pot
然后怎么样就分给各个每一家庭去
And then they share to the individual families
小时候我们只要分到菜好高兴
So we were very happy when we had a share
真的好吃
And it was delicious
结果吃起来跟那个怎么样？那个这个佛教讲是一模一样。
No, it's similar to the idea with the dish.
味道比它还好。
But the flavor was even better.
我就叫它一品锅。
So I call him it's the same. It's all the same.
怎么叫它太明去了？我们就看到整个先见里面。
We see that in a seeing or foreseeing or prophesying.
给我们看到的，它能够讲出一二三。
That he's able to tell you one, two, three.
不是在那个地方汇在一起。
It's not just all mixed together.
然后这一个呢，啊，让人家去想象。
And let people imagine.
这一个是我们看到沙漠这样子的一个先知的不一样的地方。
This is why we see Samuel as a seer. That's different.
我们看到，当我们看到沙漠在高扫罗为王的时候
，We see when Samuel was anointing.
把香膏倒在扫罗的头上。
The king that he poured the oil.
这是第十章的时候，沙漠高扫罗为王。
Saul, when Samuel anointed Saul as king.
第二呢，
10,
亲嘴。
Second, he kissed him.
这个是他们的一个习俗，就是脸颊碰脸颊。
So this is their custom that they're cheek to cheek.
这意思代表接纳。
Then it means to accept.
是什么？神接纳了你。
God accepted.
那么我是这一个整个以色列的士师。
I'm the judges.I'm the judge of the
Israel. 受人尊重的
and honored by everyone.
我也接纳你
that I accept you.
然后开始宣布扫罗为王
So he proclaimed that. Then he proclaimed that.
你想当时各部落不各个为政的时候，他们会完全答应吗
？Do you think that they would just easily accept Saul as king of all the tribes at that time？
那么我们就看到这一个啊，当时呢就有一些匪徒啊。
So of course there were some that were not.Against Saul
这个也匪徒里面在希伯来文里他的整个意思不是作乱的人
It's actually not warmonger or robber out
部落里面呢常常是怎么样不听使唤的
It's actually those who are disobedient
他们是各自为政的
They did as they saw fit
他们有自己的想法
They have their own thinking
那么这一些人他们就不听从
So they did not follow.
扫罗是谁？
Who didn't care who Saul was?
的确，扫罗当时根本也没有得过什么战绩。
Yeah, true that Saul had not won any war yet.
他要成为王是让人家非常的不能够认同的。
So to become a king was not acceptable.
扫罗本身他也很心虚。
So, Saul himself was also
或是他也蛮谦卑的。
Or maybe you can call him humble.
不管如何，我们看到他是一个这个一个便雅悯支派里面的这个大能勇士或是大财主的孩子。
So nevertheless, he is a Benjamite who's strong or who's wealthy.
所有领袖的特质在他的身上。
And all the characteristics of a leader was in him.
那么他也能够尽心的为他的父亲怎么样去寻找驴。
So he also wholeheartedly to seek the donkeys for his father.
只是因为年轻还没有建立战功。
So, but he has not done any great deeds yet.
但是撒母耳告诉他三件事情。
But Samuel told him three things.
头一件事情，找到你的驴。
First thing is he will find his donkeys.
意思是什么？当神高抹你的时候。
When God anoints you.
神给你的是不要为你现在的事情操心。
So what he gives you is that you don't worry about your present.
先让你放心。
So you are worry free.
第二呢，他就告诉你人。得到你一定得到人的欢迎跟馈赠。
To you will receive the welcoming of men.
神也要，这是你做不到的事情。
Now these are the things that you cannot do.
那么第三呢，你被列在先知当中会说预言。
Three, you'll be among the prophets and prophesy.
然后你获得了能力。
You receive power.
这个是一个很好重要的一个证据。
So this is very important evidence.
你看，我们看到这个先知在跟人家讲话的时候。
We see that when this prophet spoke to others.
不是这个东西也丢，那个东西也丢，反正丢到就对了。
So he doesn't throw anything in the air. So I think something that hits.
三样事情次序般的都建立起来。
So all these three things that he I spoke about all were confirmed.
你就不会感觉到哦，这是好像是偶然。
You will not feel like this is just a coincidental.
因为不会，他三件事情一样一样的都告诉你。
He will not be able to tell you every one by one.
一样一样的都碰到了。
And everything occurred.
开始的时候，你可能就啊，驴找到，本来可能就驴跑一跑，自己会回家嘛，哦。
Sometimes people say, "Well, he ran into the donkey because the donkey will naturally go back home."
那这一个碰到这一个人先知呢，这一个可能也是一个偶然。
So to run into the prophets also maybe just coincidental.
但大家能够跟随你，这就不是偶然的吧
？But then people will follow you. That's not.
很多的事情我们就看到一样一样的事情人不能做的神他都在做
So we see one by one things that man cannot do God does
第十章第六节告诉我们一个很重要的一个问题
So chapter 10 verse 6 tells us a very important thing
有耶和华的灵必大大感动你
The spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power
你就与他们一同受感说话
You prophesy with them
你要变为新人
You'll be changing to a different person.
就是说，当耶和华的灵大大的感动我们的时候
，When the Spirit of the Lord come upon us，
啊，我们灵里面啊有神的话语受感说话的时候
，So when in the Spirit we have the Word of God and we prophesy，
这代表什么？代表新约里面来告诉我们的，当圣灵降临在我们身上的时候，他们就按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话语来。
This is just like in the New Testament, when the Spirit came upon them, they spoke as the Holy Spirit enabled in other tongues.
够不够？不够。
Was it enough?
之后呢
？Afterwards.
这一些圣灵充满的人呢，他们怎么样？他们以前是软弱的，变为刚强。
So those who spoke in tongues, they were previously weak, became strong.
圣灵充满的三个要义。
So the three important things of being filled with the Holy Spirit.
只有那个现状。
It's not just the present condition exterior.
这一个啊，这个舌头如火焰降在我们身上。
Like the tongues of fire that came upon all of us.
之后后面没有。
And then nothing followed.
神的灵。
The Spirit of the Lord
降在这个人身上。
Comes upon this person.
这个人产生什么？受感说话。
And this person will be prophesied.
之后什么都没有。
But after that, nothing happened.
这个跟旧约跟新约里面不太一样啊。
Then the Old Testament, New Testament will be different.
我们的受圣灵跟圣经不太一样。
The way we receive the Spirit is different from what the Bible says.
那你就要反思。
Then you really need to consider, reconsider.
原来这里告诉我们的，大大的感动你。
What it tells us is, come upon us.
你要与他们受感说话。
Then you prophesy.
你要变为新人。
You'll be changing to a new person.
那么就开始怎么样？的确，我们就看到这个呢，这个以扫罗呢就开始变为新人。
So we saw that Saul was changed.
重要，圣灵是一个很重要的角色。
So Holy Spirit is the main character here.
我们为什么要并这个被圣灵充满
？Why do we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit?
因为我们才有能力成为新人。
So we have the power to become a different person.
当我们成为新人，这个能力就遵守神的话语。
And as a new person, we'll be able to obey the words of God.
第七节告诉我们说，这个兆头临到你。
So seven, verse seven. Once
you 就可以趁时而做
，and do whatever your hands find to do.
因为神与你同在
，for God is with you.
这个兆头是什么兆头
？What are these signs?
啊，就是神的灵大大感动你。
One is that God the power
受感说话
upon you, and you prophesy.
你成为新的人
，and you become a different person.
顿时的里头，你有能力、有刚强的时候
，when you have power and courage.
趁势赶快去做
And you should use this time to do things timely fashion
不要这个等候结果的不去做最后怎么样、哎、这个灵离开了
But do not wait so that the spirit departs from you
所以告诉我们说我们要趁势而做
So when you do in a timely fashion
那个时候我们看到十一章里面就开始怎么样、啊、环境就来了
So we see in chapter 11 then the conditions
came 所以当你渴慕圣灵充满的时候
So when you seek to be filled the Holy Spirit
到底是什么原因
What is the reason
是因为这一个世代的环境里面需要你被圣灵充满
Because in this generation and circumstances around you you need to be filled the Holy Spirit
你才有神的意向跟使命能够去完成
Then you have vision and commission of God to complete
那如果你圣灵充满的时候
But if you are filled with the Holy Spirit
你所看见的就跟人家所不一样
What you see will be different from what others see.
因此呢，我们要从正确的方向里面。
So we need to go from the right way.
神要高摩你成为一个君王，这个是对扫罗说的。
God wants to anoint you as king.
扫罗说：“你怎么跟我讲这些话？我只来找几头驴而已。”
So Saul didn't say, "You just say this to me only to look for donkeys."
我相信扫罗那时候又紧张又害怕。
At that time, Saul was nervous and afraid.
当所有人的王。
To be the king of all these people.
因为他以前就不是很有野心的那一种人。
He was not someone who was very ambitious to begin with.
一开始的时候，我们看到神在这个撒母耳对他的介绍。
So in the beginning, when Samuel was introducing him.
他是一个怎么样啊？温文儒雅的。
So he was very gentle.
带领他的仆人去找牛找驴。
So he let his servant to seek the donkeys.
建议他，他也没说你懂什么。
So when the servant told him to find the seer, he didn't argue.
可以听人家建议的。
So he was someone who listened to others' counsel.
那我们看到健美整个的健壮都是在整个的领袖特质都在他身上。
Yeah, even though he had all the impressive credentials as a leader.
第一章里面我们就看出来神兴起的这个环境。
So chapter 11, we saw God raise up this environment.
那么我们兴起的环境的时候呢，就是呢亚门人呢开始呢这个要开始来这个攻打。
So we saw that the Ammonites came to attack.
他们要来去掠夺人家的地。
They want to seize other people's land.
啊，这个亚门人王拿辖上来对着基列雅比安营。
So Nahash the Ammonite the king came to besiege Yabesh Gilead.
基列雅比众人呢对拿辖说：“啊，我与你们立约。”
So the people of Yabesh Gilead try to make a treaty.
那么这个啊。亚比的众人呢，就是讲到当时是以色列的属地。
So people of Yabesh actually were the land of Israel.
那么当然杂居在里头也有。
Of course, there are other foreigners.
已经不叫做什么支派的了。
It's no longer a tribe.
已经变成怎么样？变成地名了。
It's just a name of the land. Why?
如果是什么支派的，应该讲什么支派的啊
？So if they belong to any of the tribe, would it be mentioned?
为什么变成地名呢？
Why only just the name of the land?
因为混杂。
Because it was all mixed.
为什么北国的人后来变成撒玛利亚人呢
？Why the northern king became the people of Samaria?
因为跟亚述的人混杂。
Because they mixed with Assyrians.
回到原来的地方已经不是原来的样子了。
So when they returned to the original place, no longer like what they were before. 那么
不是原来的样子的时候，就不能按照当时的样子来称他们哪一个支派的人。
So they could no longer be called what they were used to be called as a tribe.
然后你纯吗
？Are you pure?
啊，你是很纯种的吗
？Are you a pure breed?
那这个就是他们不能再成为那个支派，而用这一个亚比这个地名来称为他们这成为亚比的人。
So they could not be called a tribe, but rather the city of Yabesh.
因此呢，我们就看到里面的以色列人，那如果没有人要来救我们的时候
，So when they said if no one come to rescue us，
那我们看到当他们去求的是不是扫罗，只是扫罗听到了这事
，But they actually did not go seek Saul, but only Saul heard of this.
因为神的灵在他里头，他产生一个很大的能力
，But because of spirit was in him that he had a great power.
当我们所看见的这扫罗呢，就把这个啊这个。牛呢杀了分了12份
So Saul killed an ox and divided into 12 pieces
我们看到扫罗就在那个地方呢开始召聚所有的百姓
Then he called all the people
那么我们看到最后呢我们可以看到扫罗在那个地方拯救了整个以色列人
So we saw Saul saved the Israelites
神要用你的时候神就会兴起环境
If God wants to use you, He will use the environment.
给你有勇敢的心，所以你要被圣灵充满。
He will give you a heart of courage, so you need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
因此呢，你就有能力去做这些事情。
You have the power to do these things.
那么，是不是一次的充满就够了呢
？So it's enough just be filled once.
是不是当圣灵充满我们被充满的时候
？So when we're being filled with the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Spirit,
我们就知道说，哦，我每一件事情的时候，我都必须要神的能力与我。
Then we understand that for everything we do, we need to have the presence of the Lord.
我要遵照神的话语而行。
I want to obey His words.
因为圣灵是真理的灵。
Because Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
因此，行事绝对不会跟真理的灵有所违背。
So what you do will not be against the Spirit of truth.
很可惜，我们看到四世纪。
But sadly we see in Judges,
我们看到扫罗
we see Saul,
就缺乏了这一种的素质。
They lack this.
很多的时候我们看到这一些被圣灵充满的人
we saw these people who are filled with the Holy Spirit,
这些很好的领袖
all these good leaders,
成为以色列的国王
they became the kings of Israel,
却慢慢的会被名利跟地位权势冲昏了头。
But because of the power and position that they fall,
以至于呢，稍微整个啊历史的差距的时候
，so through the history,
真的没有办法看见这些事情。
They were not able to see these.
十二章第六节
，in chapter 12 verse 6
到十二节之间，这个是一个沙漠讲的非常重要的话语。
To verse 12 is something that's important that Samuel said.
那这一些话语呢，就是讲到这个出埃及记里面啊，整个啊，在这个拘留在埃及的四百年。
So it's like talking about Exodus from Egypt and 400 years in Egypt.
他用短短的几节呢，把所有的这个八百年多的历史呢讲出来。
So in just few verses, he talked about the 800-year history.
八百年的历史就是告诉我们说神怎么样子引导我们以色列。
So the 800-year history tells us how God led the people of Israel.
我们今天要成为何等样神的子民。
How do what kind of people should we become a people of God?
我们看到这一个就是沙漠把人民带回到神国度使命的立场。
This is how Samuel brought the people back to the kingdom and commission of God.
百姓绝对不会要这样。
The people would definitely not volunteer to go this way.
百姓是现在我在耕地，我能够平安就好。
What people want is able to cultivate the land and peace.
我的能够，我的人丁能够旺就好。
As long as my number of men is increasing.
那么我这一个，这一个我这一个族，这些能够相安无事就好。
As long as there's no war or conflict, that's fine.
更有爱心的啊，我们以色列大部分都能够很平安就好。
And those who have even love would say, as long as there's peace in Israel, that's good enough.
但我们看到沙漠呢，他把层级拉到最高。
But we see that Samuel elevate them to the highest.
一方面教导神的百姓，一方面教导扫罗。
One is to teach the people, but also want to teach Saul.
今天你成为王，到底是什么原因
？Today you became the king for what reason?
你已经打了胜仗。
You already won the war.
神已经把你，人家认为你没有资格当王的那一个。去除了。
So God already took away what people thought you were not qualified enough. 神已经
立你当王，给你环境，给你让人看出你有一个战机了。
So God already gave you a victory, you know, through this environment.
所以他在那个地方讲论耶和华的公义。
So he proclaimed the righteousness of the Lord.
那么不但如此呢，在那个地方我们看到，在那个地方有很大的一个回忆。
Here also he talked about great remembrance.
我们看到这个呢，就是这个啊，以色列经常忘记跟忽略神的。
This is something what the Israelites always forget and neglected.
当扫罗打仗胜利的时候
，When Saul was victorious，
我们就看到扫罗有神的怜悯在其中。
Now we saw that Saul had the mercy of God in him.
当他第一次的战役的时候
，When he won the first battle，
圣灵给他这个机会
，And the Holy Spirit gave him this chance.
扫罗说：“今日耶和华在以色列中施行拯救。”
So today he said that the Lord has saved Israel today.
所以不可杀人。
No one shall be put to death.
啊，百姓那时候对沙漠说：“那说扫罗岂可以看管理我们的是谁呢
？”Then the people said to Samuel, "Who was he that
可以将他交出来
？”Take up, bring out the person who said that who shall bring over us.
如果是未来的扫罗。
If this is the future Saul,
我看就不用等百姓说了。
Then they didn't have to wait.
那个反对我的，以前反对我那些谁，把他全都杀了。
Those who were against him, he would have killed them right there and then.
不但如此，纵然是只要有一点点问题的
，So even those with little problems,
不合他的心意的
，Not according to his will,
管他是耶和华的祭司，照杀。
Whether they were the priest of the Lord, he would kill them.
未来的扫罗
，This is the Saul in the future.
现在的扫罗
，How about the present Saul?
我们看到。那样子的一个，今天是耶和华施行拯救，人反对他的人呢、啊，曾经骂过他的人。
So those who no one should be put to death for today's Lord has saved Israel.
宽广怜悯的心
and those people who are against him should not be put to
death. 不可以杀人，因为耶和华在以色列中施行拯救。
Because for this day the Lord has rescued Israel.
所以到了十一章十四节的时候，我们看到撒母耳对百姓说：“我们要往基甲去，在那个地方立国。”
So in chapter 11 verse 14, the Samuel said to the people, "Come, let us go to Gilgal."
时机已经成熟了。
And there I reaffirmed the kingship.
二章的时候，就是撒母耳把整个的历史。把整个神的国度使命跟计划再一次的重申。
So in the time is right. So in chapter 12, Samuel reaffirmed the kingdom, the commission.
所有的士师你去看，没有一个这么做的。
If you look at the judges, none of them did things like this.
神在一个纪元结束的时候，开始兴起撒母耳，把他的话再一次的提出来。
So at the end of the era, the Lord raised up Samuel to bring out his words again.
如果我们能够把神最高的那一个教导我们的使命再次重申的时候，
So if we be able to proclaim the highest teaching of his kingdom,
那是重新回到醒悟过来的。
That is when we turn back to the Lord.
那个可能就是踏在圣灵的这一个为我们预备的工作的时候，我们要趁势而做。
So when we areStepping into the work that the Holy Spirit has prepared for, we need to be a timely fashion.
所有的先知在南北分国两国的时候，基本上都已经有一而再、再而三的怎么样，把神要建国的这个事情呢讲出来。
So when the North and South kingdoms were dividing, the prophets have said multiply to them the God's plan to build a kingdom.
神国度的计划讲出来。
And talk about the plan of God's kingdom.
当然，百姓绝对不会。爱听这个神国度的计划。
Of course, the people will not want to listen about the kingdom.
百姓不爱听，那是他的事情。
But it's their problem.
我们要尽到我们的责任。
But we need to discharge our responsibility.
当然，在尽到我们的责任的过程当中。
So when we discharge our responsibility,
我们看到所有的先知跟这个士师里面一样，也兼顾到百姓的需要。
So all the prophets and the judges also care about the needs of the people.
为什么？因为这是神的公义跟怜悯的地方。
Why? Because this is a place where God's righteousness and mercy.
第一个公义怜悯要先遵循的，神的国度一定要怎么样讲清楚。
So in order for righteousness and mercy to have effectiveness, you need to talk about the kingdom of God.
人有所需要的地方，神还是会安慰跟怜悯。
So what the people need, God will comfort, God will have mercy.
因为神愿意给你有一个机会，让你苏醒过来。
God wants to give you a chance to turn back.
但是这一个很特别的一个地方。
But this is a very special place.
当你领受神的恩典。
When you receive the grace of God.
不回归的时候。
And not willing to return.
神再给你恩典。
And God gives you more grace.
你再不回归。
And you don't return.
再给你恩典。
He gives you more grace.
你再不回归。
And you don't return.
圣经给我们看到什么？
What does the Bible tell us?
心里是越来越刚硬。
Your heart become hardened.
所以恩典到底好跟不好？
Whether grace is good or not.
我告诉你，恩典就是这么一条路。
Grace is this path.
这个一条路
This path.
看你怎么走
Depends on how you walk in it.
你不要以为说哦，我已经可以达到天国的路了
Don't tell yourself that you already walk in the kingdom path.
你可能可以当到这一个在地上呢，可以当到一个权柄
Maybe you have authority on earth.
但你是让神喜悦你的，还是让神厌烦你的？
Do you please God or God rejects you?
怎么会？
You ask why?
神都拥有给我权柄跟恩赐了。
God already gave me authority.
怎么可能神会是厌烦我的呢？
Why would God despise me?
那只能怪你没有好好看圣经。
Then that's only because you have
not. 的确有这样，神恩赐权柄在他身上，却被神厌烦。
Because indeed there's a case in the Bible.、
如果是这样子，
if we're so,
我们就要重新思考。
Then we need to really reflect.
一条路。
One path.
虽然可以达到那一个结果
Though you can achieve the result,
但那一个结果是让人喜悦的呢还让人厌烦
Is it to please men or to despise God? Let's pray
天父求你帮助我们
Heavenly Father, may you help us
让我们领受你的救恩的时候
When we receive your salvation
让我们领受你的灵恩的时候
When we receive the grace of the Spirit
我们得到神你给我们的结果
We receive the fruit of the
而这个结果是让你喜悦的
Now, this fruit is to please you.
有馨香之气。
It is a fragrant offering.
让这一次的这个撒母耳记。
This is a Samuel.
让我们从扫罗的身上。
From the Saul.
看见我们应该要回转的行为。
See things that we need to repent.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
帮助我们。
Help us.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.